Our scripture reading today comes from 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Paul is talking to Timothy, a young preacher, about his work in the church. And the Bible tells us in verses 1 and 2 these words that Paul wrote to Timothy. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Now, Paul here is telling Timothy how he is to treat people in the church. And of course, he's to treat everybody in the church with respect. But Paul is saying there are different groups. There are different age groups, and there are different categories of people in the church. And he has some specific instructions for each one of these groups. Now, there are four groups: older men, younger men, older women, and younger women. You do find a similar section in the book of Titus when Paul writes to Titus about his work in Titus chapter 2, because there Paul is talking about different groups of people in the church. But in Titus 2, he's telling Titus what to teach those people. Here in 1 Timothy chapter 5, you find similar instructions, but Paul is not telling Timothy so much what to tell these groups of people as he is telling Timothy how he is to treat these people. So let's begin. In 1 Timothy 5, verse 1, Paul said, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father. Now, an elder here is not an elder in the sense of an office in the church. This is not the same thing as an elder in the church as being an office in the church. This is simply talking about an older man. And that's, of course, clear from the context and from the contrast in these verses. Because in verse 1, he talks to Timothy about how he's to treat older men and then younger men. And then in verse 2, he talks about how he is to treat the older women and then the younger women. So this is just an older man in general here. And Paul is reminding Timothy how he is to deal with and relate to older men. Now, the Bible tells us in Leviticus 19, verse 32, that older people in general deserve the respect of those that are younger. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head, that is, the white hair, and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God, I am the Lord. Leviticus 19, verse 32 is a passage that needs to be taught and desperately needs to be practiced more in our day and age. It says that we ought to honor the face of the old man, and that white hair is a sign of respect. Then in the New Testament, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, the Bible says that the younger are to submit to the elder. Timothy is a young preacher. We've already seen that in chapter 4, verse 12, where Paul describes him as being in his youth. So Paul says this to Timothy in 1 Timothy 5, verse 1. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father. Paul tells Timothy, when you have to correct an older man, you don't come down on him like you would somebody your own age. Don't use the approach of rebuking him. Now, that's a strong correction. It doesn't mean something that is unloving or harsh or mean ever, but it is something that refers to a firm and a straight kind of talk. And sometimes that's needed. Sometimes that's the best approach, but sometimes not. And Paul says, when you're correcting an older man, you do not come down upon him and rebuke him and chasten him with your words like you would somebody younger than you or somebody your own age. Instead of rebuking an older man, he says to entreat him. That means to exhort him, to use a more gentle approach. You do this out of regard for his experience. You do this out of respect for his age. You do this out of regard for the sensitivities of old age. And just like a loving, respectful son would reason with his father, you reason with that older man. there are some limitations to what we're talking about here. There are some qualifications of what Paul is saying here. In the first place, the Bible says that when a preacher preaches, he is to reprove and rebuke and exhort. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. The Bible again uses the word rebuke in Titus chapter 2, verse 15, in describing the work of preaching and teaching the gospel. So that's part of preaching. A gospel preacher is not to avoid rebuking simply because an older person is in the audience. This is talking about a more personal confrontation. Paul is talking about a one-on-one situation, not preaching the gospel before a group of people. The other thing that I think we need to keep in mind about this is that the Bible says in Proverbs 16, verse 31, that the hoary head, that is, the white hair, is a crown of glory. It is a symbol of respect, in other words. People ought to honor the white hair on a person. If, and I emphasize the word if, Solomon says in Proverbs 16, 31, the hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. So that means that the situation is changed when a person with white hair is ungodly and sinful. And remember in Jesus' lifetime that Jesus was younger than some of the Jewish leaders, and at times he did have to rebuke them. But the general principle here, the general rule, is stated in 1 Timothy 5, verse 1, and that is, don't rebuke an elder, but entreat him like you would your own father. Now, the second group of people that Paul talks to Timothy about and his relations to them is younger men. And what does Paul tell Timothy about his relationship to the younger men in the congregation? He says, you treat them as brethren. In other words, you treat them like your brothers. Brothers in the flesh, in a physical family. You ought to respect them, but you ought to respect an older man even more. And this means that when you show this kind of love and respect for younger men in the church, and you treat them like you would your brothers in a family, this means that you will be loyal to them. This means that you will be helpful to them. This means that you will be considerate to them. It means that you will be there for your brothers in the church as if they were your own physical flesh and blood brothers. So there is to be a close bond between Christian brothers. There are to be good feelings between brothers in Christ. Romans 12, verse 10 says to be kindly affectioned one to another in brotherly love. Now, what if brothers in the flesh don't get along, though? Well, of course, Paul is talking about the ideal situation here. He's talking about what will normally take place in flesh and blood relationships. But sometimes brothers in the flesh, physical brothers, don't get along, especially because one is a Christian and the other is not. And that does happen. Jesus said it would happen. Jesus said that a man's foes will be those of his own household. Matthew 10, 34 through 37. Jesus taught us that there will be family division. And that family division happens when one person is a Christian and somebody else in the family is not, because one person is following the Bible and another person is not. And Jesus said there will be division because of that. Now, there are also some wise words back in Proverbs 18, verse 24, where Solomon said that there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Sometimes in life, it turns out that way. Sometimes you have a friend that you're closer to than you are your own flesh and blood. But here's something to remember, and that is, Jesus said, if you lose close family ties because of him, you will gain far more in the church. Jesus said in Matthew 19, verse 29, and everyone that has forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. Jesus says that when you become a follower of his, when you become a Christian, you gain back far more than what you lose or give up in order to become a child of God. And you do that because of the spiritual blessings and the spiritual relationships that you have in the church. And so when you have an individual, let's say, who becomes a Christian, and because he's a Christian, his own brother or his own family members resent him, and he can't have the close relationship with them anymore because they don't like it that he's now a Christian. Well, he loses on that hand. He loses those relationships. But on the other hand, because he now has many more Christian brothers and sisters in the church, he has gained back far more than he's lost. That's the idea of Matthew 19, verse 29, and I believe that it does have some relationship to what we're talking about here. So Paul says in verse 1 of 1 Timothy 5, "Don't rebuke an elder, but entreat him as a father. And you make sure, Timothy, that you treat the young men, men of your own age, like you would your own fleshly brothers." Now in verse 2, he says, here's how you're to treat the women in the congregation. First of all, the older women. Treat the older women in the church like mothers. Treat them like you would your own mother in the flesh, with great love and with great respect. Ideally, when we think of it as it should be, how does a young man feel about his own mother? Well, the Bible says you take that same kind of respect and that same kind of love and you show it to all the older women in the church. And what Jesus said about losing a relationship with a family member is certainly true in this regard. People in the church lose, let's say, a mother, literally, let's say, to death because she's died. But in the church, those same people find many older women who are like mothers to them. And the interesting and the encouraging part about that is that there are always older women in congregations who are just waiting to find younger people that they can care about and help and encourage in some way and, in a sense, be a mother to them. So think of the bond, think of the love, and think of the unity that a congregation has where all this is practiced. And that brings us to the last group in verse 2. Paul said to Timothy, "You treat the younger women as sisters with all purity." How was Timothy, a young man, to treat the young women in a congregation? Paul says, "You treat them like you would treat your own sisters." And to further clarify this, he says, "You treat them with all purity." Don't do anything. Don't say anything to them or about them, and don't even think anything about a sister in Christ that you would not think, say, or do toward your own sister. And a preacher or any brother who follows this advice will never get involved in a sinful situation or anything close to it. And what Paul is trying to prevent here has been the downfall of many a talented preacher. And Paul says to Timothy, and he says to preachers today, treat women in the church like you would treat your own sisters in the flesh, and you won't have any problem with anything wrong. This is the advice that Paul gave a young preacher named Timothy almost 2,000 years ago, and it's needed direction for gospel preachers today.